Allison, thanks for stopping by. Did you bring an umbrella?
Oh, yeah. I'm carrying it with me every day.
When you carry an umbrella, that means it won't rain. We've had a pretty strange and different sort of spring and early summer. Summer officially begins in about a week. But it's been periods of very cool weather, and now we've gone through this period of lots of rain. Has it caused lots of damage in your garden?
We had a little bit of damage from some of the cool spells early on, and the rain just, I mean, the plants are just growing gangbusters, and so far, so good.
If we had the ability to time-lapse photography in your garden, doesn't it seem to you that if you go out in the morning and you look at your plants, they look nice, and then the next day they look like they've grown by leaps and bounds?
Yeah, everything's really lush right now, for sure.
Very, very, very lush. Mm-hmm. So is it important to determine whether damage has been caused by disease or just simply by the weather? Is that distinction important?
Well, it is, because if it's disease, and we're starting to see a few signs of some powdery mildew and some things showing up, you know how to go about treating it and taking care of it. If it's weather related, pretty much there's not much you can do about it. We had some cold damage on some ornamentals, like sycamore, got some frosted early leaves. They'll drop off and the new foliage will come on and you won't even know down the road that anything ever happened.
But early on, there are some plants that just love this. They thrive on lots of moisture.
Oh my gosh. Anything that's in the rain garden, cardinal flower, swamp milkweed, yellow flag iris, they just love it.
Which perennials are thriving and in bloom
right now? Penstemon Dark Towers is a really great one that's just starting, that's been blooming for a while. Catmint, Walker's Low, the whole group of astilbes are just getting started, and they'll be blooming well through the summer.
What do you like about the astilbe?
The astilbe.
It is one of your favorites.
Well, it's been in the market since the early 1900s. It's been grown. There's many, many varieties out there. It's got great foliage, stiff, ferny-like foliage with a colorful stiff plume of flowers above it. Takes shade, dense shade, takes moisture. It actually likes consistent moisture. So if you got a dry site, it's not real happy. It's deer resistant, rabbit resistant, and from what I've read, you can grow it under black walnuts.
Sounds as if it's pretty easy to manage.
It's a durable, good plant if you've got the moisture. Yeah.
Do you have other personal favorites that are in bloom right now?
Well, I like the Dark Towers that I mentioned is a great one. It's got a great burgundy foliage and some nice pink flowers. It makes a great contrast in the garden. Daylilies are starting. We've been so wet and a little cool that the early perennials are just beginning to go.
Let's go back to the false spirea. That's another name for it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it a native plant? Doesn't sound like
it. No, it comes from Japan, China, for the most part. There are a lot of hybrids. We do, however, have a native, it's called the American astilbe, and it's much bigger, grows 2 to 3 feet tall, has white flowers, and grows in the shady woodlands of our mountains.
Sounds like a great plant.
Yeah, it is.
So if you don't have it, you should go out and get one.
It's a good one.
Or several. Allison Arnold is the founder of Allison Arnold Gardens and Landscapes. Thanks very much.
Thank you, David.